This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We're heading into the Tonawandas right now. Debbie Darling with Canal Fest is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Debbie, Canal Fest is here. It's a summer staple, already started on the NT side, but really ramps up into full swing today on both sides of the canal. How good does it feel to be back with this festival?
It feels great. It feels great. After a year of planning, and it's finally come to fruition, and everybody's coming down and coming out and enjoying things, and, you know, it's been great as far as the weather goes, except a little toasty today, I'm hearing. But, yeah, things are great.
It'll be a hot one today, but you probably would rather have this, and there's been plenty of hot Canal Fest before than any sort of rain.
Yes, oh, for sure. Although, what's a little rain? You know, I mean, if we don't have a little water, that's the canal. But, yeah, traditionally this is the hottest week of July and the hottest week of the summer, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's not too hot and people want to come out and enjoy what we have to offer.
And what do you have to offer? I mean, everything starts really with the parade later on, right?
Yes, absolutely. Both sides, Tonawanda and the North Tonawanda side, will be fully operational. And we have food, live music, two different venues of that. Tonight, of course, is our big, huge parade to kick off a lot of other festivities that are happening. We're celebrating 200 years of the canal. So we have a couple little highlights that are coming in. We have a chainsaw carver. We have a lumberjack show that starts on Friday with 9 different shows. The Erie Canal Seneca Chief. The boat, it's a replica of a canal boat. They're coming in on Friday and staying till Saturday. So there's a lot of historical aspects of Canal Fest that are happening to celebrate the 200th anniversary.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, that's pretty big. That's what Canal Fest is about, right? Two communities coming together and, of course, the canal, which has this big anniversary. Are there a lot of people interested in the history aspect of it this year? And I know some of the events going on are kind of reminiscent of the past and the history of the Erie Canal.
Yes, and I think, too, because that, you know, the length of the canal is doing multiple celebrations along the whole entire length. So there's a lot of more advertising and there's a lot more attention being given to the canal. So, of course, I think Canal Fest is on the radar for a lot of people that maybe wouldn't have come only because maybe of the history of the canal.
What does this mean for the Tonawandas to host this?
It's huge because all the food vendors and things that you see set up is for the nonprofits, the member organizations from the city of Tonawanda and the city of North Tonawanda. They're the ones that benefit from this event. We're all 100% volunteers that put this all together, and we do it for the nonprofits so that they can have their fundraising efforts for, you know, their projects that they have, if the, you know, the church needs a new roof or the fire department needs new equipment. some of the money that they, you know, have to generate comes from Canal Fest. And some of the nonprofits, this is their only means of generating funds throughout the year. So it's huge. It's a great impact for the community because we're trying to keep these doors open of these nonprofits. And because of this event of Canal Fest, that's their tool that they can use to do that.
And it gives you incentive to kind of go and check out as many different tents and everything as possible throughout the entire length of Canal Fest. A little bit different this year with the city of Tonawanda coming in starting today and North Tonawanda side starting a couple of days ago on Sunday. Shorter in length for the full Canal Fest. Do some of the nonprofits notice a difference in that? What's the difference you've noticed so far at the start of Canal Fest?
Yeah, of course, the nonprofits that are set up in the city of Tonawanda, you know, they're shortened by 2 days of selling their hot dogs and hamburgers and things. So, you know, they're certainly feeling it. And we as organizers, we have a lot of logistics that we have to deal with that we haven't in the past. Traditionally, things are all set up on the weekends and everybody's off from work. Well, now having a split schedule and not being open till today on the Tonawanda side, there's a lot of things that are being set up. Well, a lot of the organizers that, you know, help get that set up, we all have full-time jobs. So now we're kind of having to take time off of our jobs to get this done. It's all getting done and it's all coming together, but it's been kind of a logistic challenge, to say. So, but it's going to get done, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a banner year and, you know, people will sell out of their products and they won't notice the difference of the 2 days of not being able to sell. But, you know, until we're over with, we won't know that for sure.
Yeah, I remember the last couple of years, you know, some threats to cancel this. Is everything on solid ground now? Is everybody on board with keeping this tradition going?
We certainly are. The organizers are. The nonprofits are. We have some new businesses in the community that they are really excited to see what we're doing because that'll, you know, give exposure to them. So, you know, I can't speak for them. I can only speak for what's, you know, the organizers, the executive board and the nonprofits that we deal with directly that, yes, you know, we want to certainly continue this for another 41 years. So we're on board for 2026.
Yeah, everyone on board, ready to go. What are some of the highlighted events of the week still to come that you really love to see every Canal Fest?
Well, tomorrow is Wednesday, and that is our car cruise night. We line both sides of the canal with, you know, probably about 300 cars, so that's a big night. Thursday we have, I'm trying to think here, I don't have my schedule in front of me. Thursday we have a diaper derby where a lot of the little babies in the community or our surrounding areas, they come and they do a little derby race. They can't walk. They can only crawl, which is kind of interesting because sometimes they start crawling and all of a sudden they see mom at the end and they stand up and walk and then they get disqualified. But it's a huge fun event. And, you know, it's all about the youth of the community kind of coming together and having something to do. And then Friday night, we have a motorcycle cruise that comes in on Webster Street. And traditionally, we have over 1,000 bikes that come in, and we have a separate stage set up with separate music. Tiny Music is playing in front of Dwyer's Irish Pub. We have vendors coming in for that. That's huge for, you know, the whole motorcycle community. It's a one-time event, so a lot of the bikers like to come to that because it's not the same Thursday night or Tuesday night or whatever. It's a little bit something different. Saturday, we have our arts and crafts show. That's been a staple, I guess, in the arts community for many, many years. Over 200 vendors are coming in Saturday and Sunday. They line both sides of the canal as well. And then we end it all on Sunday night with huge firework display off the Renaissance Bridge. And then it's over with for another year.
Wow, there goes the week. But something yeah. Something every day. So
yeah, something different. And that's another thing about our event. You know, every day is something different. And, you know, if you come on one day and you think, oh, you know, I've gone to Canal Fest, I've seen it all or whatever. Well, then the next day we have something different to offer. And then you want to come down for that because it's a whole different aspect of things and different things to look at. And people that come in, it's everybody loves coming in because there is so much to do.
Well, it's a great time for everybody, and like you said, something different every single day. Best of luck throughout the rest of the week, and hoping
Thank
the weather
you.
Holds out for you. Deb Darling with Canal Fest joining us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.